Thank you all very much. Now, can all of you behind me hear? Oh, okay. Can all of you behind me now hear? So if I'm facing into the mic, you can hear me. If I'm looking at you, you can't hear me. This is one of life's awful choices, because I hate not to look at the people that I'm reading to. But every now and then, I'm just going to swing around and look at you. And and you on this side, too. I also want to lend a voice to urge all of you to look closely at the flyers that you've been handed out here to help save the Poetry Center. I have very personal, sentimental, well, maybe not sentimental, just personal and very deep associations with staying at the Poetry Center, working on collecting my poems into the first selected poems that I published, and doing a lot of reading and thinking there a long time ago. I think it was around 1973. And so many poets, so many writers have had that opportunity, and the library as a resource next door has been an incredible asset to just the little house, which somehow has been so conducive to writing and thinking and reading. So I, from this very personal point of view, want to urge you to see what you can do to save it and to make it possible for Lois and her staff to carry on the magnificent work they've been doing all these years. I'm going to read a couple of poems, one short poem, one longer poem from Your Native Land, Your Life, my last book, and then everything else I'm going to read is from a book that's coming out in May called Time's Power. Homage to Winter. About almost 5 years ago, I moved across the country from the Northeast to California. And that was a hard personal choice. It has turned out to be a wonderful decision, but I think a lot of the tugs and pulls and conflicts in that choice are reflected in this poem, Homage to Winter. You, a woman too old for passive contemplation, caught staring out a window at bird of paradise spikes jeweled with rain across an alley. It's winter in this land of roses, roses. Sometimes the fog lies thicker around you than your past. Sometimes the Pacific radiance scours the air to lapis. In this new world, you feel backward along the hem of your whole life, questioning every breath. Nights, you can watch the moon shed skin after skin, over and over, always a shape of imbalance, except at birth and in the full. You, still trying to learn how to live, what must be done, though in death you will be complete whatever you do, but death is not the answer. On these flat green leaves, light skates like a golden blade. High in the dull green pine sit two mushroom-colored doves. Afterglow overflows across the bungalow roof, between the signs for the three-way stop, over everything that is, the cotton pants stirring on the line, the empty Coke can by the fence, onto the still unflowering mysterious acacia, and a sudden chill takes the air. Backward you dream to a porch you stood on a year ago, snow flying quick as thought, sticking to your shoulder, gone. blue shadows ridged and fading on a snow-swept road, the shortest day of the year. Backward you dream to glare ice and ice-wet pussy willows, to Riverside Drive, the wind cut loose from Hudson's Bay, driving tatters into your face. And back you come at last to that room without a view, where webs of frost blinded the panes at noon, where already you had begun to make the visible world your conscience, asking things, what can you tell me? What am I doing? What must I do?